Kitty, hello! Welcome to Hack the Dino Gaming Cast, where we bring you the past, present, and future of video games, news, previews, and discussions. Now, you may notice on the main desk, it's just me. Don't worry, Brayden's here. Brayden, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Brayden said hello to you. That was Brayden. It's just me on the desk. Unfortunately, Anto couldn't make it this evening. Anto has work and moving house, so it's just me that...
Hey, man. Sorry, I'm a little bit late.
A little late? You haven't been on the show in 6 months.
I'm a little later than I thought.
Yeah, Floppy's here! Yay!
Hello, everyone.
Welcome Floppy's back from your adventures abroad.
Let's go with ventures with abroad.
Okay. Because we're not from the 1950s now.
Hey!
In the comments, team, hey, see? the best is back. Favoritism.
Flattery will get you everywhere, mate.
And Anto saying, not a nice way to talk about my mum.
Wow. Excuse me, I have many nice things to say about your mum.
She was lovely.
And it goes both ways.
Like Anto's mum.
Oh, what a welcome back.
About the past, present, and future of video games, news, previews, and discussions, and make all the mum jokes to co-hosts who aren't here. I am the enigmatic Ben Rosenthal, joined by Floppy Starrick.
What's up, ladies and germs?
And we already said hi to Brayden. Hi, Brayden.
Hey, Brayden.
That's fair.
Yeah. Say hi to your mum for me.
Oh, no!
My mum's actually in Tasmania at the moment. My dad and my mum are having a lovely little vacation.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, really?
It's wonderful. It looks great. They sent me a photo of...
Whoa!
An old-timey, historical thing at Port Arthur that looks like a giant brown TARDIS. It's really weird.
Brayden, you may be a little bit young.
Young, for to know of a little place called Port Arthur.
Port Arthur in Tasmania automatically gives 90 kids a bit of a chill down our spine.
Yeah, it's the reason we don't have any gun problems in Australia anymore.
Correct.
Yeah. Funny that.
Anyway, Floppy.
Yes, mate.
Where you been? What's going on?
I had a little break. I had a little break. Got some work-life balance back in order.
Mm-hmm.
Necessary?
Yeah, it is necessary. You know, work and family and just social life or lack thereof sometimes. And Christmas in retail, not great.
Life's really easy to handle if you just don't have one.
You have a point.
Stop being affable, likable, charismatic.
Can't help it. It's just who I am.
I know.
Every now and again, I try and be a dick.
Like, I'm trying really hard to rid you of it, but you're just fighting me.
Fair.
Anyway, but you're back now, and your front, it's both here.
True.
On the desk.
A little bit to the side.
Wow. Okay.
To the left.
Yes, what Anto couldn't be here. Anto is gearing up to move house and also working, so Anto has a lot of trouble. Don't worry, one day we will have the full team on board, I promise you.
We're not tag teaming.
We're this close.
We've got, what episode is this, 288? So we're not far off 300. Maybe by then.
Holy shit, 300 episode.
Yeah, we have to think about something to do.
Yeah.
I might get a pinata.
Anto's mum.
Oh. Floppy, what have you
tell you
been
what,
playing?
Leave it with me. What have you guys been doing?
All right, okay. Brayden, what have you been playing?
Oh, we're jumping straight to me.
Well, yeah, we're going to jump straight to you.
I've been playing something that Floppy's just recently got as well. Ooh. He's got it on the desk there.
I've got it right here.
Your boy Cody Rhodes, American Nightmare. There he is.
I picked this up yesterday.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Love Cody. Why didn't you have the Rhea Ripley one?
Because it was the deluxe edition. I didn't need the deluxe edition. But I'm not invested enough yet to get
the deluxe edition.
Brayden got the deluxe edition.
Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley.
But it was a lot more money. For something that I don't know that I'm invested in yet. Having said that, I've spent some time today playing it and it was great. But
Rhea is amazing.
Brayden.
Yeah.
Go for it. Your thoughts
reminds me, just before I forget, because I'll forget off stream as well. World Series Wrestling, when it comes back to Adelaide in a couple of months, I can get you 50% off tickets.
Hell yeah, that's what we like to hear.
We're going to go. Let's go.
Because someone's commentating.
Who? Anyone we know?
Sean Cirelli from Wrestle Rampage. He's really good.
Okay.
He actually is really good.
Nice.
I just sit there and... I'm color commentator, so luckily I just have to make up crap, which I'm
I've seen you do that
pretty
before.
Pretty good at doing.
Spout bullshit. That's how
and
it goes.
Sean does all the hard work, and he's really good at it.
Sean that I know, Sean.
No, another one.
Different
but
Sean.
He's also very good at it.
He is.
Anyway, continue.
It's really fun. It's really, really fun. Man... I tell you what, playing it during this opening week or two, I've been playing a little bit online with some mates, and there have been some hilarious antics that have happened playing this game. Still a little bit buggy because, like, of course it is. But, oh my God, there's this incredible moment. I really should have clipped it. But we were having a fatal four-way. And
me too. I did that at Christmas.
Yeah, Floppy did that over the holidays too. So all four of us all trying to win at the same time. And that's generally how it goes.
Yeah, guarantee you.
And
well, so those things work, isn't it?
They've added a new feature in this one where you can throw a held object. So if you've got like a chair, mm-hmm. you can hit circle and throw it. Ooh. And I threw it while in the ring and it flew all the way outside of the ring to people who were having a fight on the ramp. And it clonked one of them on the head and knocked him out. It's not meant to go that far.
Was it your teammate?
No.
Or was this an all in all?
It was incredible. It was so funny. But honestly, it's those little moments where you're like, this is just fun. They are having a blast.
Is that Logan Paul?
Yeah. Why is this blue?
Logan Paul has such a high rating. I don't know. I think there's like settings in the lighting when you make your own arena and stuff. You can change the lighting. So get away from that. It's ugly. But man...
How good are the character like designs?
Yeah, they've done a really good job with them. Some of them look a lot better than others. We'll give it that. Shout out to the Mattel action figure Cody Rhodes. I'm not sure if you've seen that, Floppy. I'm gonna bring up a photo of it because it's great. Cody
Rhodes is great.
Rhodes.
But you've also that's Floppy. But Floppy's, you've been playing this.
I literally started playing it today, so I just did some of the tutorial stuff to learn what moves you could do. I've only done offense and defense so far. Mm-hmm. I was about to move into special moves when I had to pack up stuff to come here.
Oh, right, fair enough.
But I am looking forward to playing it because I have started getting to a little bit of wrestling, nowhere near as deep as you guys.
Oh, but like I've been into wrestling since I was 13 years old, so it's just part of my lifeblood now.
And Brayden, you've been into wrestling for quite some time.
Yeah, I really grew up on it and then really fell off it. But I'm back on the bandwagon.
And then
now.
I reeled him back in. Yeah. So Floppy and I ended up watching because we went, oh, wow.
This
what?
Is cool.
Nope.
It's so cool.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Look at it.
Nah.
Look at it.
Not looking.
Oh, he's got his torn titty as well.
When he's bruised, yeah. It's so funny. Great.
Cody Rhodes is amazing.
So apparently in last year's game.
What did he do?
He tore his pec muscle.
Dude, have you not seen his torn muscle?
Yeah. So he was in a feud with Seth Rollins, okay. And he was training at the gym.
We're going to talk about video games in a sec.
Yeah, okay. But basically, he was training at the gym, and he tore his pec off the bone, and he was supposed to go in a Hell in a Cell match against Seth Rollins, and because he's tough as shit, did the match anyway.
That's not
and
tough. That's out, stupid.
Well, he had a year off. There you go. Oh, that's him doing Hell in a Cell with a torn titty.
So
torn
cool.
Titty.
And by so cool, I mean, please, dear God, take care of yourself. My God.
Yeah.
Cody's a different breed, though, he dude. Is. Like, he is just the ultimate uber baby face.
Is that brave or is that stupid?
It's commitment to the job. And look, I've seen wrestlers break their legs getting into the ring and still wrestle the match.
I saw an old school match. It was one of those cage matches with Undertaker. Mm-hmm. And was
Mick
it
Foley.
And Mick Foley?
Mick Foley.
Yeah.
In the ring, 1998.
Yeah, and
that's
I was watching.
The best match.
Oh I was watching an interview with the two of them mm-hmm. as they were watching the match
it's
and talking about their experience on it. Mm-hmm. That was insane.
It's a really good video. I highly recommend anyone watch that.
Anyway,
it will make you understand wrestling a lot more.
What are the games you've been playing, Brayden?
That's all I've been playing. Oh, okay, cool. What have you been playing?
What about you, Ben?
So I've been playing something equally as violent, Princess Peach.
Also tore a pec off and just kept fighting.
So this game. We can see here, this is the first level, the Cavalier Fencer. Basically, Princess Peach goes to the theater. Theater gets taken over by a magical bad person, and Princess Peach has to go into each of the theaters and rescue all the people and collect flowers and whatnot. It's all like a stage show. And she takes on the main character role. But it's not just a side-scroller sort of adventure hack-and-slash game. They're different mini-games. So the first level is a side-scroller where you're a cavalier sorting people in the face. The second level is just a bunch of cooking mini-games, making biscuits, making cakes, and then putting decorations on the cakes and then getting a high enough rating. Having said that, you don't have to do the exact properties of the exact copy of the decorations because I just went... And it went, yes, you got it. Well done.
Wow.
So it's what you'd expect from sort of a side-scrolling
Is
Mario universe game. I mean, yeah, it was an easy time. I think it gets progressively harder. You know how Mario games start off pretty easy. And it's gone to about halfway before they start to ramp up the difficulty.
Yeah, it's like easy for half and then it gets exponentially harder.
Yeah. I've got the feeling this will be the same.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, it was fun. Peach was really good to control. She doesn't float, however. That was my one criticism. Really good parry system. So if you jump when they attack, you automatically parry, which is the shadow you can see now. And you need to use that movement in order to defeat some bosses. Kind of throwback to Wind Waker defeating Ganondorf type situation.
There's a comment in the chat from Synoptic. WarioWare plus Cooking Mara plus Mario Party.
Less Mario Party, more WarioWare, Cooking Mama / Mario Brothers.
I saw. Are you going to get this?
I'm undecided. It's fun. I still haven't finished Super Mario Wonder.
I fell off a Wonder.
No, I'm still loving it. But I'm at
I'll
the
tell
point
you later why I fell off.
I'm loving it so much that I don't want to finish it.
Oh, one of those ones. One of those guys.
One of those things. So I'll get to it eventually. I mean, I still haven't finished Tears of the Kingdom. But
I saw at, for those who are not in Australia, our local game shop, EB Games, you can trade 2 Switch games and get this for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you've got doubles or if you've got stuff you've picked up at sales, just trade them and get it for free.
It's not a bad idea. Keep an eye out. Because, yeah, I mean, the only thing that's really holding me back is the fact that I know it's going to be like a $50, $60 game.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to spend the money on it. But, yeah. I mean, it's great.
Trade it, get it for free.
It's definitely a good, fun game, especially the 2 levels I played.
Mm-hmm.
Also been playing something I didn't think I was going to, but for some reason last week I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. I should do that. Pokemon Sleep.
Is that I thought it was an app.
It is an app, but it's also a game. So basically, you are...
Don't you just sleep?
No. So it's a sleep tracker.
That doesn't sound like you play that.
Well, you have a Snorlax on an island and you're feeding... You're basically a feeder. You feed Snorlax, you monitor their sleep by sleeping, and then Pokemon come and gather around you, and you make friends with them by giving them biscuits, and if you get max out friendship, they hang around and collect berries to feed the Snorlax so you can keep doing your research. But it's also a sleep tracker. What I really like about it is it's somewhat, if you turn the notifications off at least, it's really unobtrusive.
Okay.
You just have to pretty much to play it for free, check in at 6 a.m., 12 p.m., and 6 p.m. to feed your Snorlax various meals. And that's it. That's all you have to do. And it's at the point where there's not a lot to do, even if you've... Like, once you've done that, there's not a lot to do within the game. So you're better off turning it off anyway until those times come up. So it's not really demanding of your time. The only thing I don't like is that you have to sort of put it on your bed in order for it to track your sleep. You can't put it on a bedside table or anything.
Do you feel odd having a piece of technology track how you sleep when you snore, fart, burp, roll over, whatever?
No,
because the information's going to Nintendo in this case. So
and they own all that anyway.
See, I don't like that. So instead, I hire a gentleman who stands by my bed with a stopwatch and a notepad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want an app recording any of my data. And then when I wake up in the morning, he just reads out and dictates to me like how I slept that night.
Dictates you all right.
Yeah.
So that's the fun-filled games I've been playing. Your turn, Floppy.
My turn. Well, I've been playing...
One final note.
Yeah.
Sorry, this official YouTube video from Nintendo is titled Pokemon Sleep, Official How to Sleep Trailer.
I will say, though, just one last thing. This game is adorable. It is cute as heck.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really, really charming.
Chibi or something?
No, they just got really, like, cool art style. And it's, just very, very charming. And I like looking at it.
Nice.
Very chilled.
Nice.
All right.
Well, I've had quite a bit of time not here, mm-hmm. and I've played a little bit of a lot of different things. I was trying out a lot of different things. I played quite a bit of Avatar over the Christmas break. I never finished it.
Were you tough?
No, not that Avatar.
Oh.
The James Cameron type, the Frontiers of Pandora.
We spoke about this last week, didn't we, Braden? How the Avatar, the Guardian of Good and Peace, is now in Fortnite.
Yeah, Korra with a minigun.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. I saw the new Fortnite. I played a bit of Fortnite. I've seen the new seasons come out. I don't know if I'm going to do the Battle Pass this time. There's nothing in it that makes me really care about it.
I'm going to get the Aang one.
The Aang one? Yeah.
Especially if Toph's in it. Because mm-hmm. Toph fucking rules.
He's tough?
Sure.
Sure. I tried out Carrion for the first time.
Carrion.
Yeah, I'd never played it, but yeah. Where you play as the monster in the monster game. Like, that was really cool, but
Dan loved that game.
Yeah, it was like a roguelike sort of thing, so I've tried it out, but haven't played heaps of it. But what I have put a fair bit of time into lately is Helldivers. So I've been playing that with Anto
Helldivers 2.
I've been playing that with Anto and some friends from work and stuff like that, and that is a great time, and it thoroughly... It definitely deserves the praise that it's been getting from from everyone, whether it be reviewers or whether it be from the public. It is so much fun. And there are things in the chat for democracy. There are things in there that I usually don't like in games, but I enjoy them in this one, such as, and I'm sure everyone's talked about it, friendly fire. Mm-hmm. I have killed so many of my teammates by mistake. And they have also killed me. But it's hilarious.
Is this a reason why I shouldn't play this game?
Oh, it's so funny. And at the end of the sort of your objective or mission when you come out of it, you get your stats and you can see, you know, who fired the most shots, who had the best accuracy, who had the most accidental deaths and the friendly fire. And it's just, yeah. Look, it's a good time. I get very Destiny vibes from it with, like, you know, you customize your loadout, go out, do your cool mission. Very Starship Troopers meets Destiny, but... Everyone's been talking about that as it was. So, one thing I have played a lot of and I really, really enjoyed and I finished, which, you know, rare for me, is this guy down here. Old mate RoboCop.
Now, I need to ask the big question. So, if you just have me the floor, I'm just going to fire, rapid fire. Well, basically just one question at you.
Okay.
And I know it's very, very true to the movie.
Yes.
And I know it's very, very... it takes a lot of cues from it. Mm-hmm. So I think the burning question all the hackadactyls out there want to know is how many guys can you shoot in the dick?
All of them.
Yes!
I'll get to that because that actually comes up into what I wanted to talk about. I freaking loved this game. Now, it is a good first-person shooter. It is not groundbreaking in anything. What makes it amazing is the people that made this game love the source material.
Awesome.
They love the so the music, the sound cues, the visuals, the way you see like his I'll call it RoboCop vision, honing in on things.
RoboVision
is phenomenal. It was developed by, I think it's called Taeon, who also made the Terminator Resistance one, another sort of project of passion,
a female love interest in this game?
Not love interest, but there is.
Because if there was, she'd be a robosexual.
Oh, Jesus. So this came out last year and you could not get it. You could not get it anywhere. No one really seemed to care about it. There was no hype. There was not a lot of marketing or anything like that.
I heard a lot of hype about it. But again, I listen to video game reviews.
You do, right? But they're out there, say, to public, there was none. So when it came out, it was really hard to find. And nowadays, if people have it, they're not really getting rid of it. So it's difficult to find. I had to get a copy sent over from like Queensland.
Wow.
So I got it and I played it and it's fantastic. Peter Weller, RoboCop, is back.
He did the motion capture for it.
He did the motion capture. He did the dialogue. And it's not just a few token lines. There is huge amounts of dialogue in this because they have dialogue options and dialogue trees that you can go through.
That's cool.
It is a story that is, as far as I can tell, canon because it takes place between the second and third films.
And I'm getting Time Cop flashbacks from this.
Yes.
Like people coming out and you shooting through the glass and shooting them. That's cool.
You have returning characters from the films like your partner, Anne Lewis, mm-hmm. who, like, the character design is amazing. She doesn't voice it, the actress. You have Sergeant Reed, the guy that was the sort of the sergeant of the cops that was trying to rally them. You know, we don't strike, we're cops, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He's back. The CEO of OCP, who was always referred to as the old man, mm-hmm. he's in here as a character model, like different voice, but also referred to as the old man. And the story beats take off. They reference all the stuff from the previous films.
That dude's head just exploded.
Oh, dude, you can ramp up the violence or ramp it down.
Oh.
You can
throw a computer monitor. That's amazing.
You can. You have your automatic sidearm that he has in the film, but then you can pick up other weapons. So you can pick up bigger weapons and have that as an alternate. Mm. You have your little, you know, the thing that he has in his wrist that he uses to hack into computers.
Yep.
You stab motherfuckers with that. It's gone.
It's an official terminology.
Yep. Official terminology. The story, however, so the story takes place just after RoboCop 2. So, you know, they had Kane, which turned into RoboCop 2. They had the drug Nuke that was everywhere. That's everywhere in here as well. But you're, as Robocop, you're taking care of a hostage situation and you actually have a malfunction.
Right.
You have a flashback to your dead, well, your ex-wife from when you were Alex Murphy. And someone catches that on camera and OCP is like, cool, we're going to put a monitoring chip in Robocop's head, which is how you get all the data at the end of your missions. Yeah, and that's sort of the part of the storyline, and you're going through, and OCP are trying to say that you are going to malfunction, and they want to create a line of robots to replace cops.
Man, I just want more 80s futuristic cyberpunk movies.
The bad guy in this, Wendell, is the brother of the Melty Man in the first one, Emil. So remember the Melty Man that just like came out all like melting from the acid and then gets hit by the car and just turns into liquid?
Mm-hmm.
His brother is the bad guy in this. It's fantastic.
And his name's Wendell?
Yeah, in the first one, his name's Emil.
I choose to believe that this Wendell is actually Wendell from, what's it called? Video Game High School.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's my headcanon.
Deep pool.
That's what that Wendell became.
There is amazing attention to detail on this. So like I've said before, it's a good first-person shooter. Mm. Like, it's solid. It's not groundbreaking. It's not the best thing you've ever seen, but it's the attention to detail that gets you. So when you're running around or doing around, you sort of have open areas that you go to do missions. You can find what they call crime evidence. Just everything's listed as crime evidence. And it might be weapons.
Police cops.
Or it might be files. Or it'll be little canisters of nuke, the drug nuke. And you collect that to then be able to upgrade your abilities and stuff. You have an upgrade tree, which might be better Robocop vision, or you can slow things down so you can still move normal speed. Everything else slows down. So your reflexes.
Brayden.
All cops are robots. there's like, you can do a dash and things like that. There's all sorts of things you can do. You can hack stuff and shit. But one of the first things I did, as you've already mentioned, Ben, was like one of the best scenes in the first film is when he shoots a dude in the dick through a woman's dress that he was assaulting. Amazing piece of cinematography. I love it. It's up there with Citizen Kane. so the first thing
he's
I did...
He's got a rosebud now.
Oh, yeah. So the first thing I did was line up a dude's old fella and shoot that shit. And I got a trophy.
Oh, really?
There's a PlayStation trophy for shooting a dude in the dick.
What was the trophy called?
I can't remember what it was called.
It's called We Knew You'd Do This First.
Yes! But it was amazing. It was little things like that. That was fantastic. There's an area where you go through a steel mill. Mm-hmm. A steel mill, which if you remember the first film, that's where Alex Murphy met his demise and then became Robocop. And as I was going through, I went down a side tunnel looking for sort of secret stuff. And you come across an area that's all been shot to shit. And there is a chalk outline on the floor of someone with one arm.
Wow.
Which is, of course, Alex Murphy's death place. And you can scan things to gain information. You try and scan that thing and it won't let you. Because it's traumatic. And I'm like, that is cool, man. That is cool attention to detail. There is a mini game in this. There is a mini game to upgrade your pistol. And it is awesome. It took me probably a couple of goes to actually get it. But you collect chips that allow electricity to flow through them in different directions. And your minigun, your sidearm, has a printed circuit board which has boosters in it. And if you can get the right chips that allow the electricity to flow in the right way, it boosts up the abilities of the gun. It is small. It only takes a minute to do, and you can combine chips you find to make newer and better ones. It's just cool.
Okay, so Dylan the villain in the chat just said the trophy is called Zip This Up.
Yes! How cool is that?
I like Braden's name first.
Oh, I like them all. Sorry, there was a note from Anto, but that's cool. One of the cool side missions, like one of the side missions, you're walking through the police station and one of the guys that's up the front counter who's talking to all the people that are coming in, complaining that there's drugs on the street and that, is overwhelmed. So you have the option, if you want to, do a side quest. You stand at the counter and let people report crimes to you and just say that they're going to be okay and you'll look into this. It's so wholesome. And then you go shoot people in the head and their heads explode. It's amazing. Robocop. Please, if you are a fan of 80s movies or just first-person shooters or just Robocop in general, please play this game. It is great.
I would like to play this game. Can you get it digitally or...?
Probably. I assume so.
Do you know what game they are pulling from digital sales?
What?
Cowabunga Collection. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Isn't that, yeah, that's because... And they released another one?
The Cowabunga Collection.
Brothers. Yeah, there's
Sorry, is that Warner Brothers?
I don't think so. It's Nickelodeon.
Aren't they replacing it with an updated version, though?
I didn't read that. All I know is that they... oh, apparently Dylan the Villain in the live chat has said only in Japan. But still, more evidence that don't rely on digital media. Buy physical games. That way you actually own something.
Crime evidence. He just found crime evidence. But yeah, that's the game I played the most, I think, over my break and thoroughly enjoyed. And it was... I'll probably go back and do more. I'll probably go back and try and 100% that thing.
I was going to say, you're going to platinum. You don't platinum a lot of games.
I have platinumed four games. Three of them... two of them were Lego games. One of them... I've platinumed five. Two Spider-Man games, two Lego games, and then I accidentally platinumed...
Batman.
Telltale. Because all you have to do is finish it.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Sweet. All right. Let's look at this little thing that you want to...
Well, very, very quickly.
Okay, what?
We do have a little note from Anto here.
Oh, right. Okay, we're looking at that now?
Yeah, so before we move on to the main topic of the show, Anto wanted us to check a note and reveal in there.
Oh! He told me that he was going to reveal something, and he wouldn't tell me what it is, and I'm really intrigued.
So, if you'll allow me, I'll read this message from Anto.
Please.
It says, "I wanted to announce it in person on the show, but as I can't be there, this has to do. As of March 13th, I am now a permanent resident of Australia."
Yay!
Can oath, mate.
Can oath.
Now you can pay taxes.
Yeah. And go to jail.
Well, it means you can go to our jails.
Yeah.
And not get deported.
No more deporting back to the UK where it's cold and you just need cough medicine and shit.
Townsy the chat, snap.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Congrats, Anto.
Woo!
Pity you couldn't be here, but...
Yep. Cheers.
That probably solves a lot of headaches for you, hey?
Like, and best part as well is literally Anto's moving maybe 5 minutes down the road from me.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Don't dox us.
Yeah, please.
It's a good rule.
Well done, Anto. Congratulations.
So one good bit of news onto another good bit of news.
Good bit. Are we doing my other good bit of news?
Yeah, your news that you've been...
So I ordered something 2 years ago. And it has arrived. I've always wanted a limited run games item. I love what they make. I like I like how detailed they are, how much effort they put into them, but they're expensive and they take a long time. So I always wanted one, but it had to be the right one. And I found the right one 2 years ago and I paid for it and it arrived probably about 2 months ago now.
Yeah. So, for context, I'm also rather picky with my limited run. I think I only got Scott Pilgrim.
You got Scott Pilgrim. You got a couple.
And I got Ninja Turtles, I think. Oh, yeah, I got the VHS of Ninja Turtles.
Yes. I have Star Wars The Force Unleashed. What do they call it? The Master Collection, I think they call this one.
So, you would have seen your teasing this on our TikTok, which you can follow if you head on over to hackthedino.com. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and on Discord. Join the Discord. Jump into Discord. Discord's fun. Discord for you and me.
Discord. These nuts. So I haven't opened this. All I've done is I have taken the shrink wrap off things because you guys don't want to watch that on this, but I haven't gone through anything.
Oh, so it's a legit unboxing.
It's a legit unboxing. I did open it and take off shrink wrap so that you don't have to watch me take off shrink wrap because who wants to do that?
No, I'm going to see shrinking.
This is my this is my favorite Star Wars game of all time. I really love, Fallen Order. I really love Jedi Survivor.
Would you say you know this game better than anyone?
Not better than anyone. I'm sure there's people...
But pretty well.
I have a shitty memory. It's the Star Wars game I've played the most.
Oh, okay.
Why?
No reason.
Shit.
we may have a quiz coming up later.
Of course.
May not.
Let's have a look what's in here. So I know what's in here, but I haven't actually really looked at what's in here. So first of all... I believe that's a game case and it's fucking massive.
That's a big box. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's like the old PC cases.
So that's got a slip cover. With, it is look like a PC case. Look at that. Would you want to...
Yeah, sure.
Hang on.
They refer to it as a premium edition foil stamped box.
Oh, it's not opening. It's a great TV.
For the podcast listeners.
Oh, it's got a bit of tape on it.
Do you want to move the wrestling games down a bit during this section?
So, limited collection edition. So, it's numbered.
Nice.
So, it is number 2,960 or 4,675.
Ooh. Oh, limited.
Game, of course, boring.
There it is.
but steel case. Hey. And it's actually a nice steel case, and I don't mind the Switch steel cases. I don't.
I was
like going to
say you got rid of all your steel cases.
Yeah, but I will keep this one because it's part of a thing. So that's pretty cool. There are some pins, little coin, commemorative coin.
I'm just going to allow for some close-ups here. So we're gonna jump.
Oh,
over
do we have the close-up button?
Yeah, totally.
Pins. Whoa.
There.
Pin.
Go.
So that's inside the box. Steel but case. The coolest part, you know how I like strategy guides, right?
Mm-hmm. You love a good strategy guide.
I know of them.
You know of them. This came with a hardcover strategy guide for the game.
That Woo! Is nice.
Which is really nice. Beautiful artwork. That's and, nice. You know, maps and shit.
Yeah.
Very happy with that. I like that because I can actually maybe finish it 100% now.
There's Does it give you directions on how to pull the Star Destroyer out of orbit?
You don't need to know how. You just do it.
Oh. Hold
speaking
circle,
of which,
baby.
Postcards with someone pulling a Star Destroyer out of the sky.
No way.
I think. So cool, Paul. There is. Ah, yes.
That is actually really nice.
A miniature lightsaber hilt of Starkiller's lightsaber.
Hell yeah.
And I mean miniature, but it is metal. Like, it's actually heavy.
Oh, that is miniature.
Yeah, but feel that.
Looks Fire cool, it up.
It's, it's for slicing butter.
Yeah.
And the last thing.
Oh. Oh. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box? Starkiller's head.
Starkiller's wife's head.
It is a holocron.
Oh, wow.
Which
oh.
I believe lights up, possibly.
That looks sick.
It has a USB charging port, so it's going to light up. But that's a holocron.
Rad. That is.
It doesn't look. The camera doesn't do it justice. It actually looks
there
really
you go.
Cool. There's, everything there's looks a, like it's suspended in there.
There's a look.
Yeah, that's everything you get in there.
Oh my God.
I'm very fucking happy with that. That is my first cool. limited run collector's edition. I can't remember. I'm quite chuffed.
So for the 25th anniversary of Street Fighter, or mm-hmm. Street Fighter 2, I think it was limited run, may have been someone else, released a Super Nintendo cartridge of Street Fighter 2.
Okay.
Where the main cartridge was, they called it Ryu Red. So it was a sort of the
Isn't
transparent.
Ken Red?
Sorry?
Doesn't Ken wear red?
Yeah, no, but like, whatever. Okay. It was red, but then they had, I think it was 500 or 5,000 limited edition glow-in-the-dark blanker green ones.
Oh.
And they were all at random. And then
oh,
I
so
got,
you didn't know?
What you didn't know which
what
one
if
you got.
Didn't want a blanker one?
Well, that was my problem because I got one. Oh. I got one of the limited edition ones.
And you didn't want a blanker one?
I didn't care. Like, I got it. I literally took it out of the box just to see. So we can see on the screen there.
So that's what you were expecting.
That's what I was expecting.
Oh, okay.
And then if you look up the blanker green one there, Brayden, we can see the one I actually got. I mean, I could go in the next room and get it, but, you know, effort. But, yeah, that was my limited run fun time. I think it was limited run. I'm not sure. Anyway, sometimes they pull out really good stuff. But, again, I waited a long time for it.
They have a lot of really good stuff, but it is essentially Kickstarted stuff. So, you know, you pay for it and then you wait for it to be made.
Just for argument's
Not
sake.
Something that I do on a regular basis whatsoever, but I am very, very happy with that. That is very, very cool.
There it is. On the screen. The blank glow in the dark blanker green.
Oh, sick.
I'm just looking up now how much it's worth.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. When did you say you got that?
Oh, it was years ago. It was when I was in my old apartment. So, I can't seem to find it. Brayden, you might have more luck.
I'm on it.
Doing a... oh, here we go. So, one has sold for $255.
Wah!
Okay. That's not as much as I thought it was going to be.
No, same, but still. Not bad, considering I think I paid $100 for it altogether, including shipping.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I will keep my eye out because I like the quality of stuff that they put out. But once again, a lot of money and a lot of time. So it's got to be the right thing.
Money versus time, the eternal argument.
I did get a copy of Scott Pilgrim because Limited Run were the only ones that made that, weren't they, physically?
Correct. Yep.
But I bought it from someone else. So it was still sealed.
Yeah.
And I've opened it and played it. But I did buy it from someone else who got it from them, not straight from them.
Speaking about buying things, you need lots of money for that, but...
just steal it.
All right, just steal it.
Don't do that.
You know what you should do, though, is... yes, Braden?
No, I don't want to get arrested.
You don't want to open that can of worms.
Down with the big two. You can steal from Bullies and Coles.
Yep.
No, I mean, don't steal from anywhere because people still work there and have jobs.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Just
yeah,
don't
yeah.
steal.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was trying to segue to is AAA games versus AA games.
I don't know how you were going to get there.
I was going to get there.
Like, it's not your worst segue.
It was going to be money.
Enough, Floppy. You got to believe.
If anyone can get there, it's Mr. Round the World here. Like, yeah. It might take me a couple of trips, but I get there in the end. Just sometimes like... I overshoot. Sometimes I don't
shoot.
He shoots
too
enough.
Early?
Yeah. Well, no. Anyway, we're going to discuss why AAA games are doomed and AA games are the future.
Are they?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Okay. I'm going to prove it to you.
All right.
Just for reference Shoot. For those of us, those of you, those of everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm not an elitist.
The Royal Wii.
AAA refers to blockbuster games developed by large companies with a significant amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Or budgets, as some like to say. AA represents games that fall in between indie and AAA games in terms of budget and resources. So, for example, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is AAA. Suicide Squad is as well.
Whoa.
Helldivers 2.
That's very polar opposite.
But they're both, yeah, they're polar opposites, but they're both AAA titles.
Correct.
Helldivers 2, for example, which we spoke about earlier.
AA
game.
There must be way more AA than AAA. Is there a single A? Is there a single A game?
An A game?
Is there an A game?
Yes, he's a Twitch streamer. He's been on the show a couple of times.
He's very successful YouTuber.
Hell of a nice man.
Yeah.
Super nice. Loves his chips.
Yep.
Oh,
he had to stop eating chips.
Indie games.
Yeah.
Indie games. So indie games, then AA, then AAA. Yep.
Correct. And we all know where my heart lies. Indies.
No, in a cupboard. In an abandoned
under
house.
Under lock and key where no one can get to it.
In a dark, dark storeroom.
Okay, so number one reason. I've got five reasons here, I believe, why AAA games are doomed and AA games are the way forward.
Are these Ben reasons or are these researched?
A bit of both.
Okay.
Bit of both. So we'll take it in turns if you want, Floppy. Do you want to crack on with the first one?
Yeah, sure. So lately, AAA game devs have been mired. Mired?
Yep, mired.
Mired by job cuts, delays, and duds that take over 7 years to produce. This is not a sustainable environment purely from a business level. Meanwhile, AA games are finding great success, able to put out better reviewed games in much less time while costing less. Does this mean they will eventually become the AAA games when the former dies out or be absorbed into the corporate gulch?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that word would be. So do you reckon, I mean, that's very fair points. They're AAA games, you stand to lose more if it's not a success.
100%. Look at Suicide Squad.
Yes. So you can't take as big a risks?
No, you have to play it safe.
You have to play it safe because you have to try and make something specifically that's going
to
sell.
You also have to answer to shareholders.
Yeah. Fuck them.
But you know what I mean, there is so much more.
Down with the man.
there is
save the empire.
Hey, some of us here are shareholders, all right?
Yeah,
I own a share in TKO and I own a share in Nintendo.
Mate, I don't think you get to sit at that table.
I have to vote.
Ben's at the head of the table.
That's right.
And they all turn around and I'm like, who is that guy? And how did he get in here?
Why has he got one share? Look, why is a loser buys one share?
Where are your pants?
Full Harry, full Norman Osborn like suit.
Yeah.
Back to formula.
And they're like, security.
So AAA games, there's a lot more writing on it. There's a lot more money. It takes a hell of a long time, especially now with technology so far ahead. There is absolutely no way that they can pump out a game in 3 years like they used to. Let's not forget, like Pokemon used to come out every 3 years when it was originally launched. And it's only lately they've been bringing out a game every year. A fault they seem to have rectified with not... well. Announcing a Pokemon game for this year, which I still think they will, because money.
I'd like to address Anto's counterpoint. Mm-hmm. Can you just move down the chat so I can read it properly?
Yes, it was an excellent point.
It was an excellent point, but I'm going to counterpoint it.
Yep.
So AAA games would be more sustainable if CEOs of big gaming companies and publishers took a reasonable salary instead of the millions of dollars a year they take. Yes, they should take less money, but that, unfortunately, the way that big companies work with... budgets and salaries, that won't affect the success of the game. Mm. So the money that's spent on the game will decide whether it's a success or not. Unfortunately, the CEO, who is greedy motherfuckers and should take less money anyway, that won't affect whether the company does well.
Mm. And instead, they just leave and threaten to buy TikTok.
But yes, it needs to happen. but I don't think it'll affect the success of AAA games. Do you think that AAA games and AA games, do you think that the fact that AA games are going to be the new AAA games, is it just going to be moving the bar down for what is classed as a AAA game then?
So my theory is slowly these studios will either sell, break up, which we're seeing at the moment. Yeah. Like every day you read that Embrace is selling another studio they have. Or who was doing, under Embracer, who was doing KOTOR remake? The new one, Saber?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of
that
the place.
Sounds right.
Saber has just purchased basically their company off Embracer.
Yeah.
And they've retained the rights to KOTOR.
Cool.
According to Jason Schreier. So
yeah, but don't believe a word that fucking piece of shit says.
So the views are floppy and not a hack that I know.
No, they're definitely mine.
Yeah, I listen to Triple Clip.
like, I would, but Jason Schreier's voice really annoys me.
He has a very unique voice. 68 days into 2024, there have been over 8,300 video game job redundancies and layoffs.
That's awful. And it's just a cycle because these people will be hired back by another studios when they need to ramp up again. They're all fired just to make the bottom line and the shareholders happy. Capitalism. Anyway, point number two. AA games can take more chances. AAA needs to make their development costs back and then some to keep investors happy. However, smaller studios can afford to take a chance on diverse genres, resulting in games that truly push gaming forward. Sure, there are some flops, but these are not as catastrophic as when a AAA does the same. So when a AAA game flops, that's costly.
Yeah, it's like what you said before. They can afford to take more chances.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they can take chances. They don't have to play it safe. And if they do fail, it's not as big of a loss. Although that depends on how much of a loss it is for that smaller company, I guess. But that comes down to percentages. That is a fucking tense time in that game. Jesus, that is hectic. Just get in the foot. Get to the chopper.
So again, I think it's a reason why AA games are more sustainable and why we will see people sort of go towards AA games. They can bring them out quicker. They can bring them out faster. The technology is so good that really didn't see much of a difference between them.
Nah, I don't. Like, I mean, obviously you look at something like, say, I've only seen footage of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I haven't played it myself, but it looks phenomenal. Like, it really does. It looks amazing. The Suicide Squad game, for what I've seen, looked great. I'm not saying about anything about how it plays, but it looked really, really good. But that doesn't necessarily mean, like, Suicide Squad, it's going to be a great game.
Like, no.
And AA games might not have the money to get things that look like that, but they look pretty darn close.
But they find ways around it.
Exactly. Like, if you have stylized art style, that doesn't have to be photorealistic.
Yep.
It looks, and that, you know, how many games do you love that are stylized art styles that would not be realistic at all? But
look who you're talking to.
Look at Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Beautiful game. Breath of the Wild.
I will say they're AAA games, floppy.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm talking about the style. So if you get a AA game that does that style, it doesn't need to look like a AAA game. And yes, I know the AAA games, but games that come to my head when looking about art styles.
All right. So for example, Hollow Knight.
Yes. All right. Cool. Hollow Knight. Fantastic.
You know,
that's an indie game.
Okay. What was that one with the eyeball, the roguelike? Has the Castlevania crossover?
Oh, Dead Cells.
Dead Cells. Yes. That's a double. Oh no, that's an indie as well, isn't it? God damn it! I'm indie.
There's so many double A's. Helldivers looks great.
Yeah, there you go. Helldivers. All right, you want to take number three, Floppy?
Sure. AA games are more concise. AAA games have to justify their price tag. More times than not, they fill the game with unnecessary bloat in order to have the player feel like they got their money's worth because of limited financial restraints. AA games have more of a laser focus, resulting in a more concise game. Yes.
That's a pretty fair comment, I think.
I think so. AAA, the amount of AAA games that feel that they have to be 90 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Which they don't.
No, I can get... Value for money is great. If I get 30 hours out of a $60 game or even a $100 game, I'm still getting better value for money than when I go to the cinemas.
If I enjoy my time and really appreciate the journey that I was taking on in a game, I'm fine. Like,
yeah,
those exact words, journey.
Journey.
Okay, let's look at the game Journey.
Great game.
Great game.
Indie? Double A.
I think that was Double A, wasn't it?
Double A, but published by PlayStation.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's kind of... But anyway...
One foot in each door.
I've played multiple times, and there is still such a huge gaming. Oh, this is It Takes Two?
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Perfect example.
Perfect example of a double A game going B. One game of the year 2 years ago.
Yeah. And did something different and took risks and was fantastic. A game you cannot play on your own.
No. You have to. And what I really like about it is.
Is that A Way Out?
Yep.
Yeah. A Way Out. I'm not sure if It Takes Two did, but A Way Out, definitely, if you bought one, you could give a copy to a friend.
A Way Out did that too, because you could just join someone else's game and play with them. You didn't, you couldn't give them a copy of the game, right, but you could just join in with their game to play.
Yeah. Cool.
So only one of you had to have it.
Anyway, I've forgotten what my point was.
Don't worry about it.
Double A games can be more concise because they're not worried about bloat and people getting their games worth. We went through a couple with Anto's rhythm games. Like, some of them were, very short games, but the replayability.
Like the theater rhythms and stuff?
Yeah. And a lot of them aren't double. Like that Wild Hearts.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that was a cool little game.
Sayonara Wild Hearts.
Yeah, that's
Sayonara Wild Hearts.
Great little game.
I've got that on PS4.
I couldn't get past a level because it was too hard.
Level one?
No, it was a little bit further on.
Three.
Maybe four. Speaking of four, here's the fourth reason why AAA games are dead and AA are going to rule the world. There is more of a chance that AA games will be put on Game Pass and thus played by more people. For example, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order was going to cost $300 million US to get on Game Pass, which never happened as the deal fell through. More people will more likely pick the AAA games, but having your less expensive game have more people engaged through Game Pass is a great thing for devs and studios of these smaller games.
I get that. So AA games, you've got a better chance of getting a bigger reach, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to rely on someone forking out $100 to $120.
Exactly. Like, because your development costs would be a lot cheaper than a AAA game.
Yeah.
I think the deal is that Game Pass have to match dev costs.
I still don't understand how that works.
Yeah, so if your game goes on Game Pass, you get, and it's a new game, so an exclusive, you get your development costs paid.
Okay, so that's good. I'd never really understood how developers got paid for games going in Game Pass.
And then I think any bonuses are how many times it's played.
Because it obviously cuts into sales of the game.
Yes, yeah. Game Pass is...
Avengers, great game.
As much as we were complaining about not buying physical... you need to buy physical games, which I still stand by 100%. Game Pass is the future of where we're headed.
Do you know what Game Pass is for me? It is the renting the movie before you go and buy the movie to see if you rent it to see if you like it. It's try before you buy.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can do that with downloadable demos.
Yeah, or you can have Game Pass and have 200 downloadable demos that are the full game.
Yeah, but then I just sit there like I do with Netflix and go, I feel like playing something. Oh, yeah, that's cool. I'll play that later. Oh, yeah, that's cool. I'll play that later. And then before you know it, you've been scrolling for an hour. It's like, oh, well, I have to go to bed now because I'm an old man.
Is that why you never play games?
Pretty much. Well, not really.
And I just play Fortnite.
I got rid of Game Pass. so that's that point. And
Townsy says he'll take a mil to pay for Floppy Game 2's development for exclusivity on Game Pass.
Well, you're a very generous person.
June, Spice Wars?
Yeah.
So good.
Just got added to Game Pass recently.
Oh, I'll be playing that.
Floppy, what's our last point? Many Why AAA games are dying out and AA games are the future.
Many AA games already feel like they are AAA. Once again, Helldivers 2, Sea of Stars, Hi-Fi Rush, Lies of P. Oh, Lies of P, I forgot about that. Disco Elysium, It Takes Two, which was a Game of the Year winner. Who can really tell the difference anymore? As you can see, we've already stumbled over and gotten confused trying to define a AA and a AAA title.
It's true.
It's hard because they all look so good and play so well. This game was amazing. Did you end up playing any of this?
Hi-Fi Rush?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
It's because you got rid of Game Pass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's on PlayStation now.
This also isn't Hi-Fi Rush.
Isn't it?
No, that's Roller...
Roller Drone.
Roller Drone, sorry.
Roller
Drone? I did pick that after I'd said Hi-Fi Rush.
Yeah, me too. Totally. 100%.
But Roller Drone...
I'm a gamer.
Roller Drone?
Hello, yeah. Gamers.
Dome. Yeah, that was cool though. But yeah, there you go.
Black Myth Wukong that's coming out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that.
Huge budget, still only a AA game. There you go.
Let's hope it does well.
Rise
of the Ronin.
Ooh, that's reviewing very well.
That's AA, yeah?
Rise of the Ronin, yes, I believe so.
Yeah, Rise of the Ronin. That's gonna look. That looks cool. But it does look like one that's going to be so hard that I'll fall off of it.
Yeah.
But it's going to look cool.
The preview ratings are very favorable.
Ghosts of Tsushima?
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry.
Which is coming to PC.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Has that been announced yet, Brad?
Tsunami.
Yeah, officially announced, coming to PC, complete edition. Look at widescreen compatible.
Ooh.
That opening scene in widescreen is going to be incredible.
In Kuwazara mode?
Yeah. It's going to be stunning. For anyone who's curious, there's a excellent little table that's available on a website called Gamerpedia, which just features what separates indie, AAA, and AA games.
All right, read through some of them.
Oh, here we go, because Anto's just asked a question too.
Oh, perfect. Well, there you go. It goes through and sorts it out by development budget, marketing push, team size, whether it's got a dedicated publisher or not, the graphics and technology behind it, production values, franchising.
A lot more success, deciding factors than I thought.
Esports. So, yeah.
Okay, so notable examples for...
Indie.
Minecraft. Minecraft is an indie game.
Well,
it was
originally.
Yeah,
was originally.
Originally. Now it's owned by Microsoft. Hades.
Definitely Hades.
Oh, I played a bit of Hades the other week too, just to try it out.
It's such. How'd you find it?
Yeah, it was great.
I was addicted to it.
I don't know if I... Once again, I don't know if I can keep going on it because it's one of those never-ending sort of things for me because it would take too long. Dead horse.
So this
no
is
trauma.
Double A, Double A is Plague Tale: Innocence. It Takes Two. Life is Strange and PUBG.
PUBG.
I saw
PUBG.
All right. Brayden, how old were you when you saw Neverending Story? Because when it first came out, I was like 6 years old.
I was like 18.
Yeah. Okay. So you know the number.
Brayden's dad was like 20 when Neverending Story came out.
You know, at the end where everything's being eaten by the Nothing and the wolf's there. To kill Atreus.
Sure, I definitely remember this.
Look it up. Okay. Look up the Nothing
giant
wolf.
Black wolf.
And it talks to Atreus and is telling him it's an animatronic
Atreus.
Wolf.
Atreus, yes. And Kratos comes out.
Anyway, long story short, that wolf traumatized me. And I saw a clip of it the other day just out of the blue.
Oh my God.
And again, it traumatized me.
I forgot about this guy.
Yeah.
Can you show it or are we going to get flagged?
Oh, no, I'm about to. Oh, Ben's gonna jump scare.
Yeah, it's not a fun time. It's not a fun time at
Rah!
All. Like, seriously, those eyes.
Yeah, that
and
is
those
pretty
teeth
terrifying.
The nose. I had freaking nightmares for months.
I can beat that. Do you know what got me?
What's that?
So, when I was like, I don't know, 9 or 10, I think, we were staying at my uncle's place in Melbourne. My parents took me to the video store. They can go, you can get anything that's PG.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great. Here's a cool little movie with a fuzzy little creature on the front that's PG called Gremlins.
I was about to say, I know where this is going.
PG.
See, back in the 80s, kids.
Wait for it. Because I watched that. My parents just left me. I watched that. Shit myself to no end.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night, so we were staying at my uncle's place. We were staying in the spare room on air mattresses because it was the 80s. And from where I was sleeping on my single air mattress next to my parents' double one, I could see through the crack in the door, the landing of the stairs with a faint glow from underneath. I was not going to look away because I knew that the moment I looked away, the little gremlin head going to pop up. I had to sleep the whole night holding my mum's hand.
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker. That was also from Gremlins 2, I saw.
Oh.
That was the prostitute gremlin.
Floppy, would you like to plug something? Talk about what you do?
Plug you, mate.
No.
No, you can't use a tanga like that.
I'm not a tanga.
Sure. I would love to plug myself. You can go over to Instagram, check out Floppy Plays Games, and you will see photos of things that I have purchased that I probably won't play for a very long time, or things that I am playing. My latest one was a pickup from today.
Ooh.
Oh, that, there you go. There's RoboCop that I've been playing, and my Nitro deck, things like that. Today, I walked into Savers on a whim, just happened to go down to the Bunnings, went in there, and this was sitting on one of the shelves behind the counter, nothing else around it, and I walked in and I saw it, and lights dimmed, and lights shone from heaven, and angels sang, and I purchased it.
Mm.
And it's one of the few Metal Gear games I don't own. So, and
you're
I wanted to, well, I used to have as a kid, but got rid of. Anto, I did get a good deal, and I don't mind saying this, because I donated some stuff at Savers, and they give you a 20% voucher.
Mm-hmm.
I got that for $40, and it is mint.
Yep. Very good. This has even been played.
It has the catalogue inside that came at the Konami catalogue that goes through like their games, and it's like Silent Hill and Metal Gear Solid and stuff like that. I am so happy with that. I was looking around to be like, surely this is a setup. Yeah, like I'm going to go reach for it, and it's going to be like Bart with the cupcake. Yeah, and I'll do it again, or something like that. But yeah, Floppy plays games. Come and have a look at some of the stuff that I bought and like and show. There's my Nitro deck. Oh, the wrestling games. Oh, I went on a wrestling kick because I watched Royal Rumble with Ben. Now I own AEW, WWE 2K24, and 2K20, which I will not be updating and plan on playing in all of its buggy,
awful mess.
Fucked up mess. Because that'll be hilarious.
I reckon you should stream it.
I probably will stream it, actually. I'll not update it, and I'll stream it and just have a fucked up time.
Hell yeah. Brayden, tell us about your fucked up times.
Oh, well, actually, yeah, speaking of fucked up times, actually, yeah, our most recent episode of MMT, Millennial Movie Talk, has actually been hidden on YouTube because Alex showed a clip from Poor Things because he was talking about
it. Did you say Poor Things?
Poor Things. Oh. Emma Stone won the Oscar for it. So we did an episode about the Oscars, but it's not on YouTube, so... that's our most recent episode.
Did you get flagged?
We got flagged.
Flagged.
Full on struck and all that.
Oh, you got a struck.
Oh, I don't know if it's a struck.
Oh, okay.
Like, the video's not public.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's a thing. I only just found out about it as I was bringing this up to show you. And I was like, where'd that video go? It's there. It's blocked. Can you see it?
Is it blocked in all countries?
We talked about the Oscars. Everyone watched the Oscars?
No.
I watched
Did you watch I'm Just Ken?
I saw June.
That was great.
I saw June 2 did well.
Have you seen June 2?
Dude, I went to the cinemas and saw that, and I'll be going again.
Have you got the popcorn bucket?
I don't know if that's available here.
It's really? Not.
It's not. No, I think it's an American thing. I went and saw it with my uncle, who is the man that introduced me to the books.
Yep.
Back when I was a young lad.
What you got over there that some cool dude gave you?
Some cool guy today gave me on 3.5-inch floppies. I guess 3.5-inch floppies. A copy of the original June PC game, which I don't know. Maybe I'll have a machine somewhere floating around that might actually play these, or my dad might actually, which would be very, very cool.
So we got that from with Julian from Ghost Games on a hunt.
Yeah,
I also
very
got
cool.
copies of Commander Keen.
This is it. It's like an RPG style thing.
Yeah, Commander Keen. I think I got I think it's just a bunch
Commander
of
Keen Commander is Keen, phenomenal,
and I think I got Lemmings as well.
Oh, so good!
I just grabbed them because I had to.
But yeah, so my uncle is... So my dad introduced me to the game. Not this one, but June 2, which was an RTS. And then he was like, go talk to your uncle. He's got all the books. And my uncle got me to read the books. And I love them. And it's been my favorite book ever since I was like 12 or 13 or something like that. So we went and watched the film together and were amazed.
I am trying really hard to resist the urge to get a like 486 or a Pentium.
Just do it.
No, I can't. Nah, I've got that
yes
much crap in there. Where am I going to put it?
Just put it somewhere.
I can't. Watch this space next fortnight. I'm going to have one.
Find one out.
No,
yeah.
I won't. I shouldn't do it. Anyway, Brayden, back to you. Sorry.
Go to Greenlight Comics. You can go over there. There's actually a new feature that I don't think I've talked about that people can see. On our website, I have a new tab on there called Coming Soon. And every week, we update it with the stuff that is on Final Order Cutoff. So the things that we need to make sure that... I put the wrong photo on here. Don't worry about that.
Oh, fired now.
Actually, no. I'm in the wrong screen. Not coming soon. Pre-order. That's what I want. So pre-order every week before the items get cut off because we actually need to get numbers in. You can go through and just like select. Like, hey, I want that Assassin's Creed one shot. Or, hey, I want Marvel's Blood Hunt, but I don't want the normie edition. I want the polybagged, explicit R-rated edition with more blood. And yeah, and so that's a cool, easy thing that you can do. Hey Anto, look at this art book. Look at this art book here. It's Final Fantasy VII Remake art book.
Michael Towns wants to know where the Tenga comics are.
Yeah, that's got Anto's attention.
Material Ultimania.
Material it's like WrestleMania, but they use...
But with like curtains?
Yes, correct. They go sewing.
Yeah,
so
sweet.
Yeah. That's just a nice little, measly little $83.98 for you.
Me?
They're just going to message me.
Pittance.
But yeah, it's a nice...
Did you say 398?
No. $83.
Oh my God.
No. But
I was going to be like, man, Anto's going to be broke.
Yeah, you can just go through that. It's the easiest way to keep up to date on new stuff.
That's cool.
So you don't have to be like everyone who missed out on Ultimate Spider-Man number one.
Or those of us who Braden said, do you want me to put you down for a copy? And I went, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Just turn that down flat.
Why?
Because I don't want Green Goblin Iron Man.
Yeah, you like Spider-Man. Like
not Man. Alternate reality Green Goblin Iron Man.
Okay. What about you? Have you done any bad game arts or anything like
that? I have not, because I've been focusing on Super Retro Squad.
Shit host.
Well, no, because Super Retro Squad is a fun time where I take around a camera with me in my video game hunting times. And it's nice. Cool because we find some really cool stuff.
I paid way too much is the first thing I saw.
I did. So that was the one where we were going out and one of the sellers had a couple of vintage Star Wars figures.
Oh.
And my rule is I can buy them if they're super cheap, which the week before I found a whole bunch of them for $1 each.
Yeah, wow.
And that was like, yeah, cool, I'll grab that.
Ooh, model kit.
Then, unfortunately, I paid so like $90 for, like, there was the Gronk droid was in there. There was a Jawa with the coat. I found more dinosaurs for my collection.
Are they the ones that you get from the museum
yep.
ones?
Yep, they're actually behind the TV right now.
Nice.
Got some Master of the Universe.
Orko.
Yeah.
Orko?
This actually might be the one that you're in, Floppy.
I don't think so. I don't remember you seeing that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, spoiler alert for a future episode. I forgot his name, but he's one of the guys who we've become friendly with.
Yeah, we see him at Brighton.
Yeah, yeah. I bought Pokemon Sapphire off him for $6.
I sold him all the rest of my singles, single comics.
Yep. And then you sold me your hard cases.
That's correct.
Very well used.
Oh, there's some Star Wars figures.
So there's the Star Wars figures there. R2-D2.
That's
and
R5.
Then,
D4.
Yeah, R5's in there. I don't know if... I have to look to see if it's the variant one.
Gonk.
But yeah, the Gronk droid's in there as well. But yeah, you should head on over to Super Retro Squad, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. It's a fun time. People have often said, oh, we want to come out hunting with you, but I'm antisocial, so this is the closest you're going to get. So Super Retro Squad.
Even when I go out with him, I have to walk 3 meters behind and slightly to the right.
Yep. And that's so I can get all the bargains first. And
that's just because Ben runs up to anyone in the street and goes, where's your dinosaur toys?
Yes, correct. But we've been Hack the Dino. I'd like to thank our Patreons who support us at a Patreon level. Floppy, who are our Patreons?
I was about to say it's also so I don't whack you with my giant dong.
Yeah, okay. You keep saying that, but I'm yet to be whacked.
Gonked. Our Patreons, gonked. We would like to say thanks to the people that give us money and allow us to keep doing this show the way that we do it. So thank you all to those people that are down the bottom of the screen. But big thanks go to Seth, a.k.a. I can never say this properly.
Sutekare.
Thank Sutek. You.
It's not. That's not how you say it.
Sutek.
It's Sutek.
Sutek. Ash Knight, Karen Knight, Dylan the Villain, Triple Indy, Mike Towns, and... Game Boy Dad!
You know, we should really update that Patreon. I haven't touched it in years.
I told you, stop touching our Patreons.
Yeah. Nah.
Or at least just wait until they're asleep and then they don't know.
But we've been Hack the Dino. That's illegal.
It's frowned upon.
That's our new catchphrase.
Like masturbating on an aeroplane.
Well, I mean, where, though? Because, you know, the bathroom.
You can masturbate in the bathroom?
Well... Not legal. I mean, yes, legally.
That's what the tray table is for.
No. That's for
return them to the upright position. Am I right?
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.